You know, it's interesting because it's an intuitive process. For many educators, when this came out, it was not a revelation. It was kind of the intuitive way that we were engaging our audiences mm-hmm. in the galleries anyway. This created a formal structure for it mm-hmm. and standardized it. But before I ever even heard the term visual thinking strategies, this was like what I was doing in the galleries with my adult visitors. I was engaging them to create their own sense of meaning, their own interpretations based on what they were seeing. And bringing in information related to the work only afterwards. Because you might know as well as I do, once you tell people what it means or give them the mm-hmm. the official interpretation, they can't see anything else in it. Mm-hmm. Because that's, you know, that official interpretation holds so much weight. Mm-hmm. So we allow them to have their own personal interpretation first. Hmm. And what's really fascinating is it's incredibly rewarding as a museum educator, because when I hear what other people see in the work of art, it makes my own interpretation, my own understanding of the work so much more complex and multidimensional, because our visitors show us educators so much in those photographs because their interpretations are so fresh and spontaneous. Yeah. So it's really rewarding for both the facilitator and the visitor.